So Keir Starmer has urged Donald Trump to step back from any military action against Iran. But what influence can the UK bring to bear on the situation in the Middle East? The Prime Minister is reported to have received advice from the Attorney General that any UK involvement beyond defending our allies could prove legally problematic.
The Attorney's advice is never disclosed by any government. But I can tell you the principle, the driving intent, which is that de-escalation, because the risk of escalation across the region is obvious, and the impact it would have. I'm talking to leaders across the region all of the time. They're voicing their concerns about what might happen in relation to them. Obviously, it's having an impact on the economy, and Gaza is already an intolerable situation.
Well, earlier I caught up with the former head of MI6, Sir John Sawers, at an event held by London's Chatham House think tank. He's played a key role in devising government policy on Iran and Iraq over the years. I asked him if the intelligence underpinned the strikes against Iran.
I think the situation is pretty clear. The Iranians have developed a nuclear program with large quantities of highly enriched uranium, which can only have one possible purpose, which is to put it in a nuclear weapon. And what we don't know is how far they got on the weaponization front. I'm not saying the evidence from intelligence changed the picture. I think there are other factors that dictated the timing of this, more to do with the events since 7 October 2023. But I think we have to recognize that the Iranians were developing a nuclear program that had only one purpose in due course, which was to produce a nuclear weapon.
Because, of course, parallels have been drawn with the dodgy dossier in the run-up to the Iraq war, except this time there isn't even a dossier, I mean, let alone whether it's dodgy or not.
Well, that's because this isn't based on intelligence. It's based on very clear information, which has been out there for years.
If the US does strike Iran, first of all, is that a when, not if, in your view?
I think the Americans are preparing to do that. It would be an odd thing to for the Israelis to attack various aspects of Iran's nuclear program, but to leave the biggest, most deeply buried, most capable sites untouched. The Israelis have not targeted the Fordo underground plant yet because they know they can't do any damage to it. So I think there is a justification for the Americans to come in. And frankly, I think the sooner they do it, the better, because it gives a chance to draw a line under this conflict, destroy as much of the nuclear program as you can, and then start from a new beginning.
I mean, the sooner it's done, the better. But, you know, the Iranians are threatening irreparable harm in return. We're kind of unleashing untold consequences, aren't we?
The biggest problem would be if the regime survives and the nuclear program is still largely intact. And there is of course, also a risk, Kathy, of an asymmetric response by the Iranians. We know that the Iranians have sent their operatives to this country to attack and kill Iranian oppositionists who are based here and running radio programs and so on. The same capability can be used for terrorist actions against other people.
And then there's a possibility of blowback, especially if the UK is involved.
There is that possibility. I don't see the need for the UK to get directly involved in this militarily. Obviously, if Diego Garcia is used as a base for the US bombers, then there'll be a process to go through to get clearance for that.
Aside from Diego Garcia, which does involve the UK, the UK is then involved in this action, right?
Yeah.
But you think the UK should quite consciously stay out of it?
Well, I don't think there's any need for us to be part of it, but I think the only role the UK could possibly sensibly play would be a defensive one.
Is regime change the objective of this Israeli offensive?
I don't think the Israelis have quite settled on this yet. If the Islamic leadership loses all authority, I think you'll end up with a military regime in Iran, and you also carry the risk of a sort of ethnic fragmentation with Kurds and Arabs and Baluch and even the Azeris falling back into some form of ethnic nationalism and splintering of the country. Then that would be good either. But I'm not sure the Israelis care a great deal about the outcome in Iran. They're just focused on the on dismantling and destroying the nuclear program.
But the rest of the world cares. Just spell out a bit more what the consequences of regime change might be from your experience in the region.
I think it's regime collapse that we're looking at. As an outside possibility. I don't think it's likely that when a regime does collapse, it's the side or the faction that fights most brutally and lethally that gains the upper hand.
You said if the US is going to get involved, they should do it and do it quickly. Mm. Do you think in some ways, as some have argued, that Benjamin Netanyahu has sort of done something that people should have done years ago? They've stood up to Iran, they're tackling Iran.
I think the best outcome all along would have been a negotiated one. But now the Israelis have moved us into this position, whether we like it or not, there's no point being stuck halfway across this project to dismantle the nuclear program. It'd be better for the Americans to do what they can do to destroy as much of it as possible.
Sir John Swales, thanks very much.
Thanks, Cathy.